CLR's The Way It Is with Sue Nunn.
Now, yesterday, as I'd been promising, because I got stuck in London, couldn't go the last time I was due to go, but I finally visited Mount Carmel in Callan, and hello to all of them there if they're listening. But I met some really lovely and fun residents there, as well as staff and the board, at the invitation of Fergus Keane, the manager there, and the board and staff of a pretty special care home. I was met on the doorstep by Fergus and other members of staff and board members, and Fergus told me a little of the history of Mount Carmel.
Well, I suppose it was kind of started in 85 with the donation of land from the parish, but then the local kind of population, which predates me, built it. So in 88 it was actually officially opened. So it's a charity. It's run by a board of management, a voluntary board of management. Now we've staff and we're manned 24/7. And can I just, I always say it's Team Mount Carmel. Yeah. It's the people that live here that, you know, especially during COVID, were great. It's the staff team, it's the board of management, and it's the community as well. So it's a big team effort in any kind of success that we have in Mount Carmel. Yeah. I suppose we'd have a range of services. Like, we do have a day services now. I'll go PC, pre-COVID, when we had a really active day service, and we'd have people coming in for meals and things like that. And then with COVID, it just knocked all of that on the head. And even since then, because of infection control measures, we still can't have that same kind of population coming in. But we're managing and we're adapting. So we would have two day services a week, Thursday and Friday. We have an art programme, which Rachel does. And we've Tipperary Biddy, who we spoke to earlier.
Who was out in the yard for a long time. I must find out.
You were out in the yard?
I was out here in the yard. They have the chairs turned to face the window.
During COVID.
Yeah, and I put the speaker in the window and the headset.
Oh, God.
And it was great entertainment, because they used to say, and what will you do if it rains? Should I put on the raincoat and the rain gear and the boots and just work away? And it was just more entertainment for the lads.
We had a stage made.
Who's this here then?
This is Sally Brett. Sally is our deputy manager.
Hi, Sue. Yeah. Lovely to speak to you. How are you?
And you, yeah.
Good. You're welcome to Mount Carmel.
Thank you so much. I feel really welcome.
Yeah. And it is that kind of a place.
Yeah.
It is that kind of a place. Yeah. Everybody is welcome.
As I said, pre-COVID, but we're getting back to that normality where we have the day services. We have bungalows out the back, and you're going to meet some of the tenants inside. So there's a whole idea is that, like, people who avail of the day service stay in their homes. Maybe when it gets to the stage that you can't quite manage in their homes, they need a bit more kind of you can go to the bungalows. And when it gets to the stage where they might need a little bit more support.
Yeah.
They're amazing, you know.
Well, we better go in.
Yeah.
It's so nice out here in the sunshine. Yeah. We're kind of not used to it. So in we go.
The great thing.
Oh, it's very cozy in here. Yeah.
It's all on the flat, so there's no stairs. So everybody, so people with mobility issues, you know, it's kind of, it makes it easy for them. We would, for your listeners, we have two kind of corridors. One with both have bedrooms.
Yeah.
And then we have a kind of an art room, activity room down the far side. And we even have a little church, and Mass is said every day. There was an exception made today. Father Dennis said we'll say Mass in the evening.
Oh, my God.
Because we knew you were coming in. And as I said, we have you.
I think that's the first time Mass has had to wait for me. Yeah. Oh, my God. Sue is coming this way Wednesday the 8th at 11 o'clock. And at least I was on time. Fergus, we're into the coziness now of the day room, which is like a big sitting room.
Massive.
Again, it's lovely and cozy. Yeah.
We try to make it smaller because it is such a big room. So we have tables at the back where people can read, do jigsaws and things like that. Lads, can I just, if you don't know, this is Sue Nunn.
I
did say it to somebody today. I said, oh God, Sue Nunn is coming. And he says, there's two nuns coming.
only one.
I'm not mentioning anybody's names, PJ. He said, there's two nuns coming. I said, yeah, there is two nuns.
And listen, it's the first time ever I gathered that Mass has been delayed because I came this morning. I can't believe that. Who's this?
This is Father Dennis Borsell.
Hello, Father Dennis. How are you?
Nice.
Lovely to see you.
Yeah, that's right.
And you say Mass here every day, do you?
Yeah, 6 days a week. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, people must love that.
Yeah.
On their own doorstep. How nice is that?
Yeah.
Margaret Walker, fantastic artist, actually has an exhibition on in Carlow at the moment. If you get the chance to go up to the Visual Interpretive Centre, it goes to Kay Cathy, the art centre down in...
Down the street.
Yeah, fantastic.
How are you, Breda?
I'm very well, thank
and
you.
And do you come here during the day or do you stay here as
I'm
a resident?
I'm staying here as a resident, yeah.
And tell us about it. It's really kind of a special place.
You cannot get a better place than Mount Carmel, and the staff and everything. You couldn't say a bad word about any of them.
And was it a big decision for you to come in here?
Yeah.
Did you live around about in Callan?
I did, yeah.
But you're happy with the decision?
Very happy.
Yeah.
Very happy.
So what's day to day like here for you? You have your own room, do you?
Yeah, we have our own room and they're excellent. The girls and everybody here, you couldn't find better.
The one thing I notice is it's very cosy. You don't have to be worried about stoking the fire or anything.
it's great for that. But you couldn't, I haven't met better people.
And meals, you get meals. I saw
fantastic.
The dining room outside.
It's lovely, and their staff and everything could do everything for you.
And do you mind not cooking and, giving up a small bit of independence to be here?
Oh, to be here, yeah, I love being here.
Yeah, the benefit just outweighs everything.
The benefit outweighs everything, yeah.
Well, lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Thanks a million.
Sue, this is Eileen. Eileen lives out in the...
Hi, Eileen.
Not too bad, Sue, thank you.
So, there's kind of various levels at which people engage here. Obviously, Breda is here as a full resident. Tell us about being in the bungalow. How does that work?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And wonderful neighbours. My husband passed away last March.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm all alone.
And is that when you moved into the bungalow?
When I moved into the bungalow. We were there 22 years.
Your husband and you were in the bungalow?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So he passed away. He went sudden.
I'm so sorry to hear.
Yes. No family.
No family, but you have a whole big family.
A big family around me.
And is that company very
important? Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And if you're in trouble or anything, you have someone to come. You have someone to go to, and ask for help.
And these are bungalows out the back here.
Out the back. Yes.
You kind
at the back of Mount Carmel.
So you can get involved as much or as little as you like, is the idea.
I come to the art.
Yeah.
And we have exercise every Friday,
Which is great crack.
Which is great crack, yes. It is.
Yeah. And what about meals then?
I collect my meals.
Fancy. God, that's lovely.
No cooking to do.
No cooking.
No,
you don't mind
just eat it and wash the plate.
Lovely. Just eat it and wash the plate. Sounds good to me. Lovely. So you're very happy here and lovely and cosy as well.
Oh, Lord, I am, yes.
Somebody's getting a delivery here now. Breach is getting a delivery of something.
So that was a local taxi driver and himself and his colleague, and here he comes now. Both of them supported us down to Duncan last summer. We did a big one. We brought our own van. We had two vans. We brought down everybody that was here, some of the lads from the bungalows.
Yeah.
And we all went down with the support of the two taxi drivers.
It was their idea.
So lovely.
Lovely. Does he want to come and say a word? No, he doesn't want to say. He's too shy.
Yeah, too shy.
A shy taxi driver. I never heard of a shy taxi driver before, did you? Sorry.
Nice meeting you.
And lovely meeting you. Lovely meeting
you. Thank you very much.
What a nice place it is. Lovely atmosphere.
I listen to you all the time.
Do you listen to me? Oh, very good. Oh, lovely. That's lovely to think of that. Well, lovely to meet you, ladies.
Thank you. I'll bring you over to Eamon.
Hi, Eamon.
Hello.
How are you doing?
You're the lady I listen to on the radio.
Do you listen to me on the radio?
All the time, yes.
Oh, how lovely.
Very good programme.
Thank you very much. Lovely to meet people who are listeners as well.
Yes.
And Eamon, tell me a bit about yourself. Are you in bungalows? Are you resident here, Dave?
Oh, I'm resident here.
Resident here. Yes. For long?
I'm here over 2 years.
Are you?
Yeah.
And what about your decision to come in here? Was that a big decision for you?
Not really, no, because I was living on my own up in the mountains.
Were you?
Kilcash.
Were you?
And Very lonely there.
Bit lonely up there. Yeah. Beautiful place up there, but.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, but.
So you've got no regrets that you came in here, Eamon?
None at all.
No.
Oh,
and were you farming or what were you up to?
I was a building contractor.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's life like in here then?
Oh, it's A1.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the best part of it from your point of view?
Well, you can come and go when you like, you know, and you're not. No restrictions, like, you know.
None at all.
You don't come in.
I thought that was very interesting, yeah, that you, a lot of people live here, you have your room here, you have your meals, but
right.
People go off on the bus and yeah, go off down the town.
I go off on the bus as well.
Where would you head to, Eamon?
Up to the Almond Stores pub up near Clonmel. You see, I know a lot of people up there.
Yeah.
So.
That's really nice. And then you know you've got a lovely warm place to back to.
Exactly, yeah.
No cooking.
No cooking. Nothing,
no cleaning.
Nothing, nothing. No hovering, yeah. Nothing.
Very good. And do you get on with everybody here?
Oh, I do, yes.
You do, yeah.
Yeah. And they're good old bunch.
Yeah. It's a really nice thing. Well, and you're Tipperary man, are you?
Oh, no, I'm a cat.
Oh, you're a cat.
Yeah, I'm out the road there.
Sorry yeah. About that now.
Kells. No, Kells.
Kells, I do, yeah. Well, how lovely to meet you, Eamon.
And you too.
And I hope you keep listening.
Oh, I will, of course.
Thank you. See you, Eamon.
This is Eilish Hackett.
Hello, Eilish.
Hackett is my name. Eilish Hackett. I'm from Callan.
Are
I
you?
I was born and reared in Pitt Street. And I had a nephew was in the tax office.
Really?
Raymond Hackett.
Yes.
He's out in Spain now.
You
see? He is, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have all, my five brothers are all passed away.
Oh.
I'm the only girl. I was the only girl.
And
yeah.
Were they good to you as the only
were.
Girl?
They were. I used to get lovely. They'd tell me if I do some work for them, that they'd buy me something in the draper shop. And they used
so
that.
Yeah. And Eilish, are you here long?
I'm about 8.5 years here.
Are you?
You've
a room here, you're a resident?
I have, yeah. I'm a resident here all the time.
Yeah.
And I do be listening to your programme every day, every evening.
I can't believe I have so many listeners here in
Carmel. Yeah, I listen to you as well. And I love listening to you.
Aww.
You're not back yet, are you?
No.
You're on holidays, you are.
I am back.
Oh, are you back?
Yeah, back now. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
So you knew I was missing.
Yeah, I did, yeah, since before Christmas.
And Eilish, obviously this is a place that you really feel very comfortable and happy in.
I do really feel happy here. And everything is good. And
is it?
Grub and everything is very good.
The grub is good.
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
I love roast beef.
And you get roast beef.
I would, and I get it sometimes in the stew.
Yeah.
You know, as well.
And they're good cooks here, obviously.
Yes.
It's real home cooking.
It is, yeah.
Because there's only 20 of you here, is that right?
There are about 20 here, 20.
So it's like kind of like a big family.
It is, yeah. And you're looking great.
Thank you. You're looking pretty good yourself, Eilish.
Thank you.
And lovely to meet you. I love your red top.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Eilish.
Sue, we have Stacia Tien here.
I'm Hi, Stacia. How are you?
I'm not too bad, really, for an old one like me.
Take away out of that. We're all getting older, Stacia.
Yes, I know. I remember you when I was younger, you know, on the radio.
And I was younger too.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought you were an old. It's so known. Isn't that funny?
I'm not a nun. I'm afraid I'll have to confess that I'm not a nun. And Stacia, where do you come from?
From Shipton House in Kilmarnock.
Kilmarnock,
yes.
And how long are you here, Stacia?
I'm here 2 years now.
And what do you make of the decision? Was it a big decision to come?
It was really. Because I had no one really at home, because my son, although we're farmers, he draws cattle as well, you see. I'm 89 now in June.
You're not?
I am, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, what's the secret, Stacia?
Keep going.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep interested in everything. You know, I was a nurse for 10 years in the county and 2 years in Otterhaven.
My goodness. Mm. So you've really served the community very well.
I have, in a big way, yes. Yeah.
And is this model of living for an older person, do you think it works well?
Oh, yes, it does. It does, yes.
Because you've got your own room.
Yes, I have. I have an ensuite room, which is very nice, you know. And it's comfortable, you know. It's nice here. The people are nice and the food is good.
I'm hearing that from everybody, You haven't been out on the bicycle, have you?
I have, yes.
Have you?
Yes.
What was that like?
Yeah, it was very good. Very good to see the countryside, you know.
Daisy, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
And continue
too,
good health.
So
you look wonderful.
Lovely to meet soon, Donna. Thanks, God bless you.
Thanks.
Remember I was saying about the messers?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, you're coming into messy territory here.
Okay.
Now, this is,
oh, dear. Okay.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Oh, I often listen to you on the radio. Do you know what I mean? Soon
I've never known so many fans. This is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you listen doesn't mean you're a fan necessarily.
Oh, yes.
Nancy, tell me a bit about yourself. You're not really a messer, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not. They don't even know.
Mary says she is.
Nancy, well, fun. Yeah, she is.
This is
fun.
My Mary Mar.
So Nancy
was
a neighbour of ours.
Oh.
And Nancy's son, Joe Carney, launched his book last Friday week.
Really?
Yeah.
And he was on Kenny Radio as well.
Are you from Mullinahold?
Oh, gosh, I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
Thank God forbid.
I made a few mistakes already. It's very sensitive. This tip, Kilkenny thing is very sensitive.
I'm not from Mullinahold.
Oh, no, sorry. I take it back, Nancy. Where are you from,
I'm from Callan. I lived about 3 miles out from Callan, like, you know what I mean? And I lost my husband, he's nearly dead 30 years now, like,
oh my
you know.
Goodness,
and I had only the one son, like, you know what I mean? So I got this house here then, sure. I didn't know myself for it, like, and I think it's about 23 years now that I'm here.
Are you really?
Yeah. I was the first, like, Eileen was the first coming in, just Eileen that you interviewed over there, like, and her husband, Lord Mercy. And then three of us came in then, and that must be about 23 or 24 years ago now since we were here, like, you know. And it's the best move I ever made. It's the best move.
Because that's what I'm interested in, you know, because I suppose there's the thing as you get older that, you know, you're maybe a bit reluctant to give up your independence, but everybody seems to be saying that it was kind of the best decision.
When you change like that, it would take you a while to settle in, like, you know, and you'd say, did I do the right thing? And I never drove or anything, so I was rightly out in the country, like, you know what I mean? And this was really fantastic.
And Nancy, then, so you've your own little bungalow, and you come and go, absolutely.
I come and go as I please, you know, and it's lovely, oh, it's lovely.
And people are in and out then?
They are, yeah, and you're never on your own. Like, everyone, the men, they're in cars out there, and you're never on your own here, like, never on your own. And you're near the town, you're near the post office, you're near everything, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Sue, this is Nancy as well.
Hello, Nancy.
Well, known as Skin, likes to be called Skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why so, Nancy, or Skin?
My father always called me Skin. He couldn't put a stick on me.
Because you were a skinny little girl?
Yeah.
And listen, tell me a bit about yourself. You look gorgeous because if people could see you, you're all in red. You have red scarf, beautiful red blouse, lovely red cardigan. Why so? Do you always wear? And red glasses, like myself.
I love glasses, yeah. I love red anyway.
Did you always dress in red, Nancy?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And tell me a bit more about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm from Gordon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you came a bit of a distance over.
Oh, yeah.
And how long are you here?
We'll say about 2 or 3 years, I say, aren't you, Nancy? You are, yeah.
4 years. 4 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I never felt it going.
And you look like you like it here, am I right?
Oh, yeah, I'm very happy here, yeah.
Well, lovely to meet you.
Yeah, you too, yeah. That's
all the way from Gorn.
This is...
I am Sue Nunn, yeah, and I'm not a nun.
This is Ethel, and Ethel is one of the tenants out in the bungalow.
In the bungalow, so yeah. Ethel, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
And tell me a bit about yourself. How did you move to the bungalow?
Well, I worked here for nearly 30 years, and then when
in
I left, yeah, I worked in Mount Carmel, and I was in England before that, you know. Yeah. So when I, like, it was lovely out there now, it's gorgeous. And you have everything, you know, you're near everything, you know. And they're so good. Like in here, they're good here, you know. Yeah. So I love it. I was living with my daughter and my 3 granddaughters, and, you know, like they were getting big, and, you know, so I said, you know, move out. So it's great. You know, I can go down to them, they can come out. They're only living down the road, like, you know. So it is lovely. It's really nice.
It really is such a good model for older people, it seems.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And everybody helps each other here, which is lovely, especially out in the bungalows. So. We all.
How many of you are out in the bungalow?
There's 8 of us all together, yeah. And like we all, you know, if you're out with something, you get a drop of milk if you want next door, you know, that kind of
lovely.
Way. Yeah, and I think it's lovely.
And you can go and pick up your meal.
Yeah, yeah, well, you can. I cook myself.
Biddy Carol, Biddy? Yeah.
Yeah, and Biddy, we met you coming in.
You
the door.
Did, yeah.
And I found out so much in the last half hour or so. Now, you come. You live in the town.
I live in the town.
I come up and down.
Yeah, I come up every Thursday for art and Friday for the exercises.
And how did you decide to do it?
I don't know. I'm doing 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years.
Yeah, never.
And is it a really important part of your life?
It
now,
is. It
coming
is.
Here every
yeah,
day?
Because
yeah.
I live alone. You see,
yes.
And it's grand to get out. From your
company,
own four walls, the
warm,
2 days.
Yeah, all those things.
Yeah, it is grand, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
brilliant place.
I couldn't recommend it enough for people to come. You know, it's grand. It's a breakaway because when you're on your own, you're on your own. I do knit a lot. I keep myself amused, you know. And,
but you need company.
But you need
so
company,
important,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, I have a daughter now. She's an angel, she is, and she comes into me every day. And I have a granddaughter that comes into me every day. And I'm not lonely, you know. I've, and a son that does all the gardening, everything for me. So I'm not on my own, really.
Life is
but
good.
Life is great.
Like.
Life is great.
Yeah, and you'd
life
love everybody
great.
As they get older to have that
yes.
sense
yes.
of being, you
yeah.
know, giving a helping hand,
exactly.
keeping an eye, all those things.
And I live in a lovely neighbourhood, and if I leave the gate open, a neighbour will close it for me. You know, I have great neighbours, they're very good. And
well, listen, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you
and
too.
Continue
so.
To enjoy
I will
the
indeed.
Company and the service here at Mount Carmel.
Sue, can I bring you over to Sean? Sean Kennedy. If you see any jigsaws around the house,
oh
my
Sean God.
Is the man.
Sean, this is 1,000 piece.
Yeah, 1,000 feet. Really.
How long will it take you to do that?
Oh, it could take months.
Months?
Months, yeah.
I'd never have the patience.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean, have you got great patience? This
not
is something
bad,
you love doing.
Yeah.
And Sean, tell me about yourself. How long are you here in Mount Carmel?
I'm here for 6 years.
And are you a resident here?
No, I love to move out. You probably know my brother, Joe Kennedy.
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah.
So, what's your engagement here? Are you in the bungalows?
No,
or?
I'm here. Yeah.
You're here?
Yeah.
And was that a big decision for you to make to come in?
No, it wasn't. No. There was another bungalow before this, other houses. And used to be get me dinner here first.
Yeah.
And then she asked me, would you come in to residence? So I did.
And you did?
I did
so
yeah.
you kind of eased yourself in?
That's right, you did.
And were you living on your own, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the company everybody's saying
good.
Is so important.
It is, yeah.
And the warmth.
That's right, yeah.
On a day like today, and you're not having, because it's beautiful and sunny, but it's cold.
It is,
you're not having to do the fire and
no,
things for yourself.
I was out to walk with brothers this morning, Joe.
Yeah.
walk 3 miles every morning.
You do?
Out the country, yeah.
This is the thing, you're in and out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I know. Yeah.
But you come back to the nice...
Come back to the
dinner. Yeah.
Dinner, yeah.
Well, lovely to meet you, Sean.
Right.
And you're happy here.
Yeah.
All right. I get that. Thanks a million. I know Mary Bergen, don't
you?
I?
You got your photo taken with my daughter a couple of years ago.
In KCNR. Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's always talking about you.
Oh.
I have your photo below my room with my daughter.
Goodness. And Mary, tell me the story about you coming in here and how you're getting on.
My health, Sue, wasn't good.
Yeah.
I was only 8 stone when I came in here.
Oh,
I'm here now over 12 months.
Yeah.
And anything like the food here, it's out on its own. But the management and the staff, I can't get over it. Haven't to do a thing, haven't even to wash a cup. It's absolutely gorgeous here. Ferguson them all now, fair play to them. I love it here, sir. It's the best change I ever done. Yeah, I'm delighted.
Mary, lovely to see
and
you.
And you too, sir. I'll tell Maria you should ask him for you. I will, of course.
So we're going to ask Tipperary Biddy just to do a quick little bit of exercise because we've all been sitting and standing. So Tipperary Biddy is going to
we
do.
And listen, while she's getting warmed up, Frank McKenna, lovely to see you.
You
were
too,
out at the front door. Frank, you were on the board here. It's a pretty special place.
Absolutely. I've been associated with Mulcarmel since 1985. My landlady, when I was in Callan, lived here. And I used to smuggle her in the odd naggin when the three nuns were, three sisters, Loretto and Bernadette, and were running the place. So that's when I first got to know it. And then when I retired, I was asked to come on the board, and it's one of the best
from
things
the
I did.
School, of course,
yeah.
As principal of the school.
Yeah. So,
and you love it.
I love it. Yeah, it's a brand that has never been tainted.
Yeah.
We're supported. Everything we do, we're supported. And like this model that's here in Callan should be rolled out nationally because
that's what's occurring to me as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we have the bungalows out there.
Mm.
When you're not able for the bungalows, you can come in here.
Yeah.
And then you can go to Strathmore down the road and your relations don't have to travel any further.
Right.
You know, it's all in one campus.
Yeah.
You can walk down to the church, you can walk to the Super Value in the post office, you can walk to the pub if you want to. Everything, it's real community. And Fergus always talks about Team Mulcarmel. It really is very strong. We have one of the greatest staffs. The work they did during the pandemic was unbelievable. But they were always good, like, you know, heroic, yeah.
Just I'm in here through the Kilkenny Carlow ETB. And my name is Biddy O'Dwyer. They don't even know my surname. They just call me Tipperary Biddy. And it's great crack that we have here twice a week. We have a sing-song, we have music, we have movement, and you get to know everybody and get to know the personalities, and it's just been great. It's been, I think I've gotten more out of working with the lads than they get from it, because it's just, I learn from them. And we do a lot of exercises that I suppose don't seem like exercises. We'd be using different things that will help with our memory and their cognition going forward. So it's all good. It's good for them and it's good for me. So we're just going to do a little song now. It's one of their favourites. I don't know why they don't like the Kilkenny songs.
Oh.
I don't
know
why
they don't.
So I think we do it all in the chair. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Hello.
Out in the dining room we are now.
Yeah, and I just want to introduce to some of the staff that just do phenomenal work around here. Jackie Doheny, where are you going? Come back here. And just when we were in the middle of COVID and the depths of COVID, the work that these lads did is just, it goes beyond.
Like what, Fergus?
Well, we had 10 staff out. We have about 20-odd staff. So we had 10 staff out. This would have been 2021. We had 10 staff out with COVID. We had approximately half of the residents had COVID. So lads worked well beyond their hours, came in, never complained once, got on, did the job. And just phenomenal. So my, you know, these lads, me heart. You know, I can't speak enough about them.
Okay.
So you have Maria, who will be the senior care worker.
Hi, Maria.
Hello.
We met on the way in.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a senior care worker.
Yeah.
So what's your job here every day, Maria?
Well, mainly to look after the residents and their cares, their needs, assist them in whatever they need, and their private, their do private little bits for them that they need done, shopping and things like that.
So the level of care, it's kind of not hospital care, but it's care.
It's care. Yeah. It's home from home.
Yeah.
That's what it is, really.
Yeah. And how long have you been here, Maria?
Gosh, maybe 15 years.
Really?
Lost track.
And how would you describe it as a job?
Great. Love it. Really love it, yeah. You get so much out of it.
You know. And are you local here?
Yes, I live in Mill Street.
And there's such a big connection, isn't there, between
the
community?
Yeah, yeah, there is, yeah. Yeah.
And Mount
Carmel. It's great.
Thanks, Maria.
You're welcome.
Lovely to meet you.
I have a very reluctant staff, but can I introduce you to Michaela?
Hi, Michaela.
The care staff as well, you know.
Home from home.
And are you local as well, Michaela?
Yeah, I live in Winegap.
Right.
Yeah, so it is only out the road.
So you probably would have known a lot of the people who are residents or in the bungalows here.
Yeah, well, we get to know them as well. That's half the battle.
Yeah.
You know, they tell us stories and we tell them, and it's home from home, really.
Yeah.
Come on in, Connie.
Two words, Connie. You're the cook, and you've been cooking here for ages.
Yes, quite a while now, yeah.
And, like, you know, I talk to some of the residents and people living in the bungalows and so on, and people who come in for daycare. I think every single one of them, without fail, said, and the food is great.
Yeah, the food is very good here. It is, really,
So you're doing something right.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. I've been doing it long enough now. I'm here 22 years, so.
And 22 years. Yeah. And how do you decide what to put on the menu? Oh, my God, I see a marmalade cat sitting
and that's her name, Marmalade.
Look, that's her gorgeous.
Name, Marmalade, yeah, that's her
She's name. She's the Mount Carmel cat.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Sorry, how do you decide what to put on the menu?
Well, you have a choice of two things every day. You know, could be bacon, it could be roast beef, it could be stew. You know, they're something different every day.
I gather the roast beef was very...
Very popular one, yeah.
So, and are you making homemade bread, do I say?
Oh, yes, I make homemade bread and cakes for them, every day.
So very important.
And it also, like, if somebody doesn't want to have their dinner at 12:30 or 1:00, they can come in here at 2:00. People getting up in the morning, you'd still have people come here maybe at 10:00, 10:30 to get their breakfast. So it's great to be able to say there's no pressure on people to have to be up at a certain time. Yeah. So it is a home away from home. It is relaxed, you know. So.
Elaine, you're in the background there. Again, thanks a million.
Right,
congratulations on your food. Frank was saying there earlier on, and it just strikes me very strongly that this is the kind of model that really should be in every town, if
not
village.
I mean, I suppose every town mightn't be equipped for it, but a lot of places certainly would. And, I mean, if you just think of all the people that are... You know, that are out living on their own and, you know, need home care or need home help or whatever. And I mean, if they can come into somewhere like this, as I said, starting with the bungalows, you can see the bungalows.
Yes,
there,
I do.
Look,
lovely. Yeah.
Starting with the bungalows or even just coming into Mount Carmel itself. Like, you know, I know so many people here all my life. Like,
and you would have met them in the post office coming in for pensions.
And I just lived down there. Like, I mean, an uncle of mine from Kilmaganny was part of the building of this. So I know it forever. I know the people forever. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a person, it's a big decision to make. Sometimes somebody might have a fall. They can't go home. They need to maybe come for respite. The majority of those people will stay. It's like a decision is taken out of somebody's hands.
Mm.
You know, because it is a huge decision. You've spoken to people in there about making that decision. And as Mary was saying to you, like, her brother or sister couldn't make that decision for her. She was the one who had to make it.
Mm.
But sometimes when that's taken out of your hands and you come in for respite, and I see it and I'm watching for it because I know that they might have come in and I'm kind of looking at the time and I'm saying they're still here and it's great. And then after a while, how are you getting on? God, I love it. I'll never go back. I haven't been in here in so long, Fergus, because we do an annual draw, so we do every year. And once a month we have a draw. People join the draw. It's €25 for the year. €200 every month and other prizes. And we always did it in there on a Wednesday night. And the residents were there with us and they'd come and they'd pull out the numbers and we had a laugh and a galar. We haven't done it there since COVID. But now we've started going into, we have a day room below that we have a separate entrance into. So we're able to come in there. And I have Nancy and Ethel and a few of the ladies from the bungalows. They come in now and do it with me down there. But gosh, I'm hoping, please God, soon enough we'll be able to get back in here. Even walking in here today with you, I'm just so delighted. Like, it's so long since I've been in the home.
Really?
Like, I mean, Margaret is in the office, like, but she has a window. So anything I need to do, I'll do at Margaret's window, you know, because, like, you know, it's all about safety at the end of the day. But please God, like, it's coming that we will be able to get back in here again.
And Mary Marr, you're one of the more recent people on the board here in Mount Carmel. And you've been kind of quietly enthusing about it to me as well. Why have you gotten involved? I know they all love you because you're a great organiser. No, and we know that. Why did you get involved?
I knew Nancy, as we said earlier. She was an old neighbour of ours. So I come and visit Nancy frequently in the chalet just out the back there. And just to hear Nancy, like, she's got the most beautiful, cosy home. It's just beautiful, absolutely immaculate, gorgeous, everything. And to hear her talk about her neighbours and to hear her talk about the staff in here and how well she's looked after, you couldn't but be just absolutely blown away by it. So, and then I was asked to come on the board and I was like, if you think I'm worthy of it, I would love to be on the board. Yeah, anything that you could do to help. There's such a lot of the residents, the staff, it's just a gorgeous organisation. Absolutely lovely. So give a little.
And it is that community thing is the model. And Frank and Elaine were talking about this being a model for other places. Mm. Is it doable? Because I think we started this chat out at the front door, Fergus, you know, about how nursing homes, they're kind of high tech and high level of care. Mm. They have to be when people get beyond being able to look after themselves at all. But like this model where there's kind of there's safety and there's company and there's warmth and everything.
There's graduation.
Is it doable?
I think it has to be, because what you have to say is rather than going from your home into a nursing home, there has to be steps. And I know that it's very much topical at the moment to say about keeping people in their homes.
Yeah.
I would be more saying about keeping people in their communities, okay? So it means, as I said to you earlier on, there was people who I said, oh, God, Sue Nunn is coming. Would you like to stay and talk to her? I don't know. I have a bus to get. I'm going out. So they're still connected to the community. They're not living in their home. Yeah. They're living in this home. But they're still connected to their community. And they still go and have their drink and go down to town and do their bits. And that's fantastic. So rather than going from like 0 to 100, it's graduated. One woman, and unfortunately she passed away recently, she was in on the day service for years. And then it came to the stage where she felt that she wasn't managing at home. She was concerned about her family who'd come up and see her, and then they'd be leaving at 10 o'clock and she was worried about them driving. So the step for her to come in to here, into the centre, was so easy. She knew all the staff. She used to come in here every day for her meals. That next step to come in was just so easy for her. And as she kind of alluded, she said she doesn't want to go to a nursing home from here.
Yeah.
This was her kind of almost her final stop, you know. And I think the great thing is that we respect people's individuality, because we have people who are in their rooms. No disrespect to you, Sue, but I can live without seeing Sue. I'm happy enough and I'll stay in my room and, you know, I'm doing my own thing. So that great that people feel that they can do their own thing. They're still at the centre of their world, you know.
Okay, so finally then, the viability of it. How do people get to come in here? What about the finances of it?
That's always a struggle.
Do some people pay? Do some people not?
No.
Are they subsidised? Yeah.
No, everybody pays the same at the moment. We do get funding from the HSE. We supplement that with fundraising. funding is always a struggle. Mm. And it's an ongoing struggle. Mm. So that's something that we're always contending with and dealing with. And in constant negotiation with the HSE about additional funding and more funding. And if something goes wrong, getting to where we're all getting the funding to repair it, get something done.
But is anybody turned away because they can't afford
no.
to come in here?
No. So, you know, because the, in comparison to maybe a nursing home where you could be, where you probably need a home, you'd probably, to avail of the fair deal, you don't need that here. So, you know, so there is a fee of a little over €200. So people would pay that fee. All the meals are here. All the heating is here. All the electricity, everything. You
and
know.
If they can't afford that, does the HSE subsidise them?
No, the HSE would give us a grant every year to run it. And that, it's making
and that...
That
allows you to subsidize.
Yeah, have flexibility, yeah. Okay. But it's always a struggle. And now that's, thank God, that's the board's...
So
headache.
That's the final message.
Yeah.
When you see fundraising going on from MacArmel in your community support.
Yeah. And it's funny because we had somebody in whose dad came in to us, and born and bred in Callum. And as he said, I always knew on Mount Carmel and I always knew you were there. It wasn't until my dad came in that I actually knew what you do. Because we always heard of Mount Carmel. But when my dad came in here, I found out what you do, and he was amazed. He was amazed. So,
well, now hopefully we all know. Listen, thanks so much for the lovely, warm welcome. Gorgeous to meet everyone.
Yeah, thank you, Sue.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thanks to everybody in Mount Carmel. It was a lovely visit, and thanks for the sandwiches that I was sent off with as well from the kitchen in Mount Carmel. What a lovely visit it was yesterday.
The Way It Is with Sue Nunn, sponsored by Drakelands House Nursing Home Kilkenny, a home from home with great care for those you care about.